Hello, big town man. Men, I've got my first anti-fan, you know. I did a talk on saying no to women and their bullshit, and it's about this, you know, retarded fat cunt, you know, who lies about running a committee, you know, and you know, it has that, they've done, you know, and she's the social media fucking liaison officer, fucking like a fucking small town nobody who hasn't got a clue and has put in no fucking effort and makes no effort to change anything. But they're important because they're on the committee and they've got an officially officious title. Or, you know. Well, I'm going to read this out, you know. And, you know, so I stood up to that. You know, I just processed the fucking bullshit from this fat lying bitch on this committee, you know. And, oh, God. And I got my first anti-fan, you know. And I don't think this is, you know, this is, this has to be real because it's too stupid, you know, to be a fucking troll, you know. It's just, there are women who are very bright and there are women who are thick as bricks and there are stupid fat bitches, you know. So I will talk in her, rather than read through everything, you know, and analyse it, I'll just interrupt myself as I go, you know. She wrote, "I hate to be judgmental, but your title invites women to boot women to respond, you know." And I said, my title is Saying No to Women and Their Bullshit, you know. So I says, "I hate to be judgmental, but your title invites women to respond." Well, you are judgmental and you're a stupid fat bitch and it doesn't invite you women to respond. It's stating a position and, you know, you chose to respond. You chose to fucking carry on with your retarded fat bitch bullshit, you know. And you invited yourself. I didn't. So fuck off on that score. And she continues, "You start out, I have standards. Okay, but you appear with a ratty T-shirt on, your hair is uncombed, and you got a mouth so filthy that a sewer is cleaner." You know? That's, I dress how I fucking want. You know? I never, I for years, decades, I've worn, you know, welding helmets, motorcycle helmets, hats, bicycle helmets. You know, I get in and out of the shower and, you know, with my hair wet and go to sleep with wet hair and all this sort of stuff. And I don't care, you know. If it's cold, nice, thick, woolly hair keeps your head warm, you know what I mean? I've never given a fuck. I stopped, you know, when you're changing between welding helmets and motorcycle helmets and bicycle helmets and fucking sun hats, you know, and all this, you're doing it all the time type stuff. You just give up, you know, and where my fucking hairbrush is, I can never remember where I put things, you know. So I just give up. So I'm happy with how I choose to keep my hair. I don't have to get up in the morning and brush it and make myself really nice and pretty, you know, and I'm happy not brushing my hair, and that's what all that matters, you know. And your mouth's so filthy. Well, this is Australia, mate, you know. What a fucking dumb cunt, you know. And, yeah. Oh, God. And she goes, you don't get to the intelligent point as to why you are upset with women. Well, I did. I was very clear. You know, this woman on this fucking committee just lies and bullshits and buck passes and, you know, all her lazy fucking crap, and she lies, you know. And I put it very clearly that, you know, she can go fuck herself. I'm not having anything to do with her, you know, her or her fucking committee. And I can see straight through her bullshit, and, you know, and I put the responsibility for her shit back on her, you know. So here's the fucking halfwit going, you don't get to the intelligent point as to why you are upset with women, you know. Well, and she continues, you lump all women as cunts, which is so demeaning because many women have much more than their vagina. Actual name of the body part, by the way. I didn't lump all women. There's women are on a spectrum. And I don't mean, you know, mental disorders. I'm not specifically referring to mental disorders and dysfunctional fucking crap and all the bloody bullshit, you know. There are women who, you know, are worth knowing, and there are a lot of women who are just lying, manipulative, head game playing, fucking retarded assholes like you, you know. And so I didn't lump everybody together. You lumped them in time, your vivid little bit of imagination, you know what I mean, you know. You know, there's women you just don't have anything to do with. And she continues, now I know I appear as one of those women. Yeah, a dumb fat fucking cunt. But actually, I'm old enough to be your mum. Well, no, you're not. Oh, fuck the bullshit, you know. So please take some advice from an older woman that wishes you a better life. Well, I didn't ask for it. You invited yourself in. You made all these fucking comments. You're a fucking idiot, you know. And advice from an older woman that wasn't asked for, you know. So fuck off. Clean yourself up before trashing the entire,
capital letters,
before trashing the entire other half of humanity. Well, no, I just, you know, called out this fucking woman, you know, and the committee and the people who back this fucking committee for sitting around with their fingers up each other's asses, you know, and they're lying and their collective bullshit and the crap they tried on, you know. There's some women I've got time for and some women I don't have any time for. The lying and the gossiping and the fucking retarded shit that a lot of women get up to is just it's a downer, you know, not putting up with them, you know. She goes on, your anger is caused by your being rejected by females? ? That's like saying, would you like to jump into the fucking time machine? Here's a free ticket on the Titanic. All no expenses spared, you know? Yeah, right, yeah. Maybe you, in big letters, should take a hard look at yourself and ask why. Oh, why I'm being rejected by, I don't want one. You know? There's a few women here and there that I kind of fancy because I wouldn't mind fucking them. But I'm not, you know, they've got to have personality and brains and, you know, all that sort of stuff, and most of them are in the too hard basket, you know. I'm not interested, you know. And I look at the men who are cuckolds, you know, their women are just fucking sacks of nasty, gossiping shit, And the men that go along with that are also nasty, gossiping sacks of shit. You know what I mean? Jeez, it's like, you know. Maybe you should take a hard look at yourself and ask why. This fucking bitch is so stupid. I don't want a girlfriend. I don't want a wife. I'm really happy, you know, happy not with... you know, I'm kind of happier without a lot of them, you know. Your mother needs to... By the way, your mother needs slapped for raising you in such a manner. From a mother of three sons who respect women and are happy. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, fuck. You know, that's being recorded for posterity. But, you know, this is a retarded fat fuckwit who lies, who manipulates, who plays little fucking head games, who twists things around and thinks she's really clever, you know. She's just a fucking asshole, you know. So, you know, I'm not thin-skinned, but people like that really are a waste of fucking time, you know. Women like her are a waste of time. So, you know, in terms of sort of, I'm not going to get into fucking, you know, backwards and forwards ping pong, you know, and I'm not thin-skinned. These people are fucking just stupid cunts, and that's all they'll ever be, you know. And, so, will I delete the comment? Yeah, I think so, because the team sport of stupidity, the team sport of sort of internet ping pong with stupid fucking people is like, it's a waste of time, you know. You know, you don't get up. There's nothing to be upset about, but it's a premium example of just how fucking stupid women can be, you know. So one moron goes in to back up the actions of another moron and then claims, you know, you didn't get to the fucking point, you know. Oh, you must hurt women. Who hurt you? You know, like, so I'll just delete. So there goes that. But anyway, I had my first anti-fan, you know. Well, that's really good. My life, my otherwise worthless life now has meaning.